shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours in sight.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. I'd like to thank our sponsor, North State Consultants. They can be reached at 530-221-0101. And consultations are by appointment only. We've got a pretty big event coming up on the sponsorship stuff here. Today is June 15th, 2013. And I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And Bob Martin, our all-around great guy and producer and, you know, man about town.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, very good. Good morning. And Bob's going to be out there talking at the baseball game tonight, I guess, huh?
Well, but producing more than talking.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to do play-by-play.
Oh, no. We have a specialist for that, Nate Abarrea.
Oh,
he's
okay.
From over in Eureka, Arcata, that area.
Okay.
And he's here for the summer with the Colt 45s, and he'll be calling the action at 7 o'clock tonight.
Well, I was just looking forward to seeing he's hit a long one. A line drive straight into the outfield. No, anyway. Good. Cool. So, I guess, have we got any, events to talk about here?
Actually we do. Yeah, we have what they call the first annual WWCB. That is the Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew happening today.
Sounds like a wrestling match or something. What is
That's
it again?
What I thought. The World Wrestling something or other.
No, this is for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Monument out at, the cemetery. Tickets are $10. This will be at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street, and it's from 4 to 8. So there's going to be a lot of good things going on down there, so go show your support.
Just in case you're wondering, we're streaming worldwide. You can go to KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook as well. Keep up with the current events and the latest news at Mark E. Kent. And I think you type in M-A-R-K-E for the middle initial and Kent and Reading, and I think you'll probably see me. So... anything else
before we go on? Yeah, Dave wanted me to mention the Camp for Life that's happening. Missing in America Project puts this on. It's for terminally ill children and their families. So from June 29th to July 9th, there's going to be 19 families out at Whiskey Town. So if you're interested in helping out, they do drumming, they help the kids fish, all kinds of activities out there. You can give Fred a call at 530-226-9900.
Very good, very good. Our first quote of the day is, a government that robs Peter to pay Paul can always depend on the support of Paul. I had to put this next one. I just couldn't handle it. I kept looking at it. Ah, okay, whatever. A day without sunshine is like, you know, night.
Okay, then.
That was Steve Martin. Anyway, gosh, there's so many headlines. We have a special guest today, Michael Connolly from the United States Justice Foundation, and we'll have him on here in a minute. And I don't even know where to start. I'm just going to kind of read down through the headlines a little bit here while we got the 5 minutes to the first segments left.
Okay.
Let's see. And some of the stuff you just can't believe. Senate Dems plans spend border security funds on immigration health care. So this is our esteemed Senator Boxer's plan to amend the Senate immigration bill, which would redirect funds committed to border security to reimburse state and local governments providing health care to newly legalized immigrants. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
That is just, I mean, where do they get these people? Okay. Here's the next one.
Well, we know where they get them.
But. Yeah, who keeps voting for them? The legalized aliens. You know, and that undocumented worker crap, that just puts me over the edge. No, undocumented indicates that, you know, they've just come into the country and nobody gave them any paperwork. No, you snuck into the country. Any place else, you get
you
thrown
broke the
out.
Law,
you get, or you getting get thrown
into
in jail,
the country.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, call it what it is. So, the next headline is Democrat congressman, not fair to subject Congress to Obamacare just like everyone else.
Oh, so they're special.
Yeah, so they're actually talking about...
It was okay if we had to take it, but now that they might have to, then it's not so good.
This is Forbes. And Forbes.com, and when the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Obamacare was being debated, proponents were accused of saddling Americans with an inferior, expensive health care while keeping generous coverage for themselves at taxpayers' expense. To rebut the allegation and build confidence in the bill, a provision was added mandating that members of Congress and their staff members get their coverage through the new exchange system the bill was set up. Now that the time to sign for the exchange coverage is nearing, a Democratic member Representative John Larson, a Democrat of Connecticut, is saying that it's simply not fair. As key staff members head for the exits from avoiding Obamacare. Really? I mean, can you believe these guys? It's just unreal. You know, it's like they live in a whole another world. It's like you can't even make this stuff up.
Nope.
Here's one that seems to have missed the mainstream media. You know this California shooter down here in Santa Monica? Shot like six people, you know.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Haven't heard much about that. Well, it turns out he's a Muslim. So I guess if you are a Muslim and you shoot people, they just bury the story now.
Okay, was this workplace
related?
Well,
they didn't really bury the story, but they kind of buried his name.
Oh, they buried the fact that he was a Muslim. So his last name is Zawari. And... I mean, okay, so we're just going to pretend that the guy's not a Muslim. We're going to pretend that there's no war on, you know, with the Islamic radicals.
And I'm sure it was workplace related, right?
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, the fact that he had some devices and materials that would be able to make explosives and the word pipe bombs and, you know, guns and stuff. And, you know, really? So this
wouldn't be a terrorist.
No, that couldn't happen. And so, so there's a big story on that. You can go to Stop Islamization of the World. That's at SIOTW.org. You can look that story up. Let's see. Next one in line is, Chief Judge of the United States District Court for District of Columbia. Gives leave to court to file motions and documents providing undeniable evidence of Obama's use of a stolen Social Security number. Hmm. So evidently, you know, somebody's saying, hey, there must be something here. His Social Security number matches up with some guy named Harrison J. Bunnell, born in 1890, immigrant from Russia, who is presumed to be deceased. So evidently that's the Social Security number that he's been using. And, you know, that's fraud. If that's true, that's fraud. Hmm. Nobody seems to care though, I guess. And we'll just move on, to the next story. Yeah, the old commander in chief there.
We're not going to prosecute that.
I mean, what could go wrong? The guy's got a stolen Social Security number. His birth certificate is fake. His Selective Service record is forged. You know, he said he was born in Kenya and his Columbia Harvard Review stuff. I mean, what could go wrong here? Nobody wants to check any of that out, really? Hmm. Wow. Now.
That's why we know that there's a lot of people checking it out.
Yeah. And so I got evidently up in Congress, and that's getting a little traction there too. We got Sheriff Arpaio coming down the pipe. We're trying to get
Mike Zullo. Right now, said that he was just so busy with what they were doing that he couldn't come on the air until afterwards.
It's funny. There's just a total media blackout of this, but you know, what the heck? So you know, it really doesn't matter. But the next story, the old saying, "It quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, is probably a duck." Okay. This next story comes from MrConservative.com. Obama doing surveillance everywhere except mosques. I mean, really? So we don't have a war on terror. There's the guy killing people down there in Santa Monica. It doesn't matter that he's a Muslim. At some point in time, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, I guess we just started attacking Syria because we're going to fund, give arms to, the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
Who were used to be the Muslim guys that attacked us before, and now they're our friends and we're fighting against somebody in Syria. I don't know. So, I guess it doesn't matter. So President Obama has defended the massive phone tagging of every American's communication carried out by the National Security Agency, saying it's necessary to fight terrorism. Yet now we are finding that he has excluded Muslim places of worship. So there's no connection there. We're fighting terrorism, but we won't examine the record or the any of the records in the correspondence of the Muslims in their mosques.
That's because they're not terrorists.
Well, because they wouldn't be hiding there.
No,
they would never hide there. Unbelievable.
I don't know.
Unbelievable. So, what else have I got here? IRS scandal threatening funding the healthcare law now. And I watched some guy, I forget who it was yesterday, some Democrat guy from wherever, doesn't matter. And he's saying there's no scandals. There's no scandals.
Nothing going on, huh?
Nothing going on. It doesn't matter. It's all good. There's no scandals out there. What scandal, on Benghazi? It doesn't matter that they put some front story out there that a video caused the whole problem, even though they knew it was attacked. They were being attacked by a force, on the ambassador. It doesn't really matter. Anyway, we got this IRS scandal threatening the healthcare fund law. I think we're running out of time here. We got the CBS probe. Here's another one. This is we got a guest on the line. Let me read these last two headlines, or this last headline, then we'll go to break and come back to our guest. This is from Fox News. CBS probe finds computer of lead Benghazi reporter was hacked.
No.
That would never happen. So let's go to a break, Bob. We'll come back with our guest, Michael Connelly.
All right, this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Attention baby boomers, did you know by the year 2030, 18% of the U.S. population will be 65 or over? Are you prepared for what the future holds? Attend an important event hosted by local professionals educating you on area resources and common concerns. Topics include how to choose a home care agency with Sharon Clark of Home Helpers, what legal documents should I have and why are they necessary with Sandra Clark, attorney at law, how to speak to your parents about money with Patrick Black of Edward Jones, how to downsize and make it simple and sell your home with Pamela Anderson of Coldwell Banker, what are the differences between independent and assisted living, skilled nursing and rehab with Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, what is licensed healthcare and what you need to know with Tammy Grove of Medical Home Care Professionals. Make your reservation today to attend Baby Boomers Let's Talk this Tuesday, June 18th. Two free sessions, 12 to 1 at Shasta Estates or 6 to 7 at Hilltop Estates. Space is limited, so call Home Helpers at 226-8350 to reserve your seat today. That's 226-8350. Call now.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Better get to our guests though.
Yeah.
Better listen to rock and roll. we have our guest today is executive director of the United States Justice Foundation. His name is Michael Connolly. He's been on the show before, and we'd like to welcome you back, Michael. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Very good. Very good. I'll tell you, we've been going over some headlines here, and man, some of the stuff, I mean, is so unbelievable that's happening in our country and the world that, you know, you don't even know where to start. So maybe you can tell us what projects you're working on right now. You must be busy.
Well, we're very busy. We've got more going than we can handle, actually. We are working on the Reese family case in New Mexico. That's the family that owned a gun store and were charged fraudulently by the ATF with a bunch of violations. And they were tried and convicted. Three of them were convicted of mother, father, and two sons. And the mother, father, and one of the sons were convicted on some minor paperwork violations. And then all of a sudden the judge finds out that the U.S. attorney knew that their chief witness, a deputy sheriff out there, the chief witness against his family, was being investigated for 2 years and was still being investigated for connections to a Mexican drug cartel. So he ordered a new trial, and of course the U.S. Attorney's Office has appealed that. Well, they seized all the Reese's assets, so they had no money. So we've stepped in, and we are working with some local attorneys out there to file a brief on their behalf and try to get these people exonerated because they did nothing wrong. Well, according to the government, I think the primary problem was they were members of the Tea Party. So I think that's one of the reasons they were charged.
Yeah, no targeting going on there. You say the U.S. attorney, is this the U.S. attorney that's connected to Holder's office?
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's connected to Holder's office, but he's also got some connections to the drug cartel?
Well, no, the U.S. attorney doesn't.
It's the sheriff.
He's a deputy sheriff.
The deputy sheriff has connections to, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it's the U.S. attorney the way things, you know, but, so the deputy sheriff has some connections. What connections would that be? He's been running guns or something?
Apparently, he's been running guns for him and doing other things for him. He's been under investigation for several years. I think he's very close to being indicted, perhaps by local authorities. I'm not sure the U.S. attorney's office is going to indict him because he's their key witness in this case and probably some others. But, you know, the judge just blew up on the U.S. attorney when he found out about this because the defense attorneys for the Reese family were not told anything. And this is the type of information they're required to give.
In discovery. Yeah, that's discovery stuff. That's basic stuff. And the U.S. attorney knew about this guy's connections and he didn't disclose it to the defense?
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Yeah, go ahead.
The judge just blasted the U.S. Attorney's Office. But now they've appealed it. You know, they've appealed the new trial being granted. So, like I said, the Reese's have no money, so we've been doing some fundraising for them. And also, we have a part of our staff of attorneys working on that case. And we have a brief due in about 20 days at this point. So we're confident we'll win on this. But then the problem is, if the motion for a new trial is upheld, granting of a new trial, then the U.S. attorney may still try to try these people again. And again, they don't have any assets.
Why do you think they're going after them so vehemently? Is it just because they're patriots in the Tea Party and they're trying to make examples of them, or is there some other motive?
Well, the whole motive behind Fast and Furious, and we know this from emails and memorandums that we've seen that were finally obtained by Congress, the whole motive behind this was not to go after the drug cartels. It was to go after the gun dealers.
Right.
In Mexico, Arizona, Texas, and California. And so this is a test case. If they can convict these people on bogus charges, then they will go after the rest of the gun dealers in those states and try to shut them down completely. So, you know, there's a lot more involved than just the Reese family here.
You know, how do you get these guys? Because, you know, I mean, the Holder, being the highest law enforcement officer in the country, doesn't have anybody. I mean, who can get rid of him? Just Obama? Because, I mean, the guy's already been convicted and or not convicted, but what did they charge him with up there in the hearings? What was it? Not lying, but
contempt.
Contempt, right, exactly. Yeah. So they charged him with contempt, but, I mean, this guy should be fired. Is there any way to get rid of this this administration? Because it just reeks from the top down.
Well, you know, the only thing that you can do, really, is impeachment. But there's actually another option out there, but it would require a U.S. attorney, I think, to file the case, although I think a local district attorney could do it. Most people don't realize that all federal officials, elected or appointed or hired, have to take the same oath of office, basically, that I took as an Army officer.
To uphold the Constitution.
To protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. There is a criminal statute, a federal criminal statute, that says if you violate that oath, you can go to jail for a year, and you can be fined $10,000.
So what do you do? How do you arrest a guy like that? You know, let's say he's blatantly caught doing that, which I think he probably is blatantly guilty of it, considering everything that's been going on, in all the different aspects of things, whether it's the IRS, the NSA, or whatever. If you were going to arrest Eric Holder for blatant charges to, you know, file against him, how would you do that?
Well, basically, like I said, somebody would have to file charges, and an individual citizen can't do that. It has to be a U.S. attorney, and of course they all work for Eric Holder, or it has to be the possibly a local district attorney, but everybody's out there scared to do it. I think what Congress ought to do at this point is go after both Obama and Holder with impeachment in the House of Representatives. File all the reasons that they have, and there are numerous reasons that they could be impeached at this point.
I've heard it's up to about 105 reasons now, and I think they've actually started the proceedings, according to some of my sources, but I'm not positive of it.
Well, there was one bill for impeachment filed by a representative back during the Benghazi situation, or actually the original Tripoli situation, where Obama sent in air power and committed the United States to fight in that war without approval of Congress.
Right.
But that went nowhere. But they could file it, and, you know, it's never going to get through the Senate. It could pass the House because of the majority of Republicans in there. The bill of impeachment only requires a majority, but two-thirds of the Senate needs to convict. But the reason I think they ought to go for it is because once it passes the House and goes to the Senate, there has to be a full-scale trial. And the attorneys for the House of Representatives going after Obama and after Holder would then have extraordinary discovery powers. They could subpoena a lot of information they can't get now. There would be limited executive privilege because Obama would be the defendant and Eric Holder would be the defendant. And I think that a lot more information would come out to the public, and Congress would have a lot more information than it's got now. And I think the public would start pressuring these senators to do something about this because it's getting horrendous, and we're finding more and more stuff out there. The veterans cases we're dealing with right now, these veterans being denied their Second Amendment rights, that's turning into a horrible scandal. And it's going to break before long because we just scratched the surface.
Wow. You know, we got to go to a break, Michael, our sponsors here. But, continue this on the other side of the break, and we'll be back in a minute
okay,
or two.
Okay, and the phone number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Hey, baseball fans, Nate Aberea here, your Reading Colt 45's broadcaster. Tune into Saturday Night Baseball right here on KCNR 1460. We'll bring you all the action from Tiger Field starting at 7 as the Colt 45's take on Petaluma's Top Speed Baseball. So if you can't make it out to the ballpark this Saturday night, join us here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Reading Colt 45's.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we're joined by an American couple who, while doing business in a Muslim Middle Eastern country, were captured by Al-Qaeda, taken to a torture room, and sentenced to death and dismemberment before three miraculous acts of God got them out alive. We'll learn the story of Sam and Kate Call this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
We're back. We're too busy listening to the music. We're having fun in the studio. That was a Jumper. We're talking about Jim Carrey playing that song on a clip. Anyway, we're back with Michael Connelly, and I want to talk some more about this impeachment thing. I mean, does the president have free reign? Let's say that they file impeachment charges. He's still got free reign until he's convicted in the Senate. And I mean, is that going to ever happen, unless we turn over the Senate? And that's, more than a year away. I mean, but do you think that would have an effect of pressuring enough people to get involved in the process?
I think it would pressure some people, but it would also probably impact the upcoming elections, because if a lot of more information is coming out that's being hidden from us right now by the Obama administration about the things he's done, about the Benghazi scandal, the IRS, because I think that actually originated out of his campaign when he was running for re-election, and actually originated out of his campaign back in 2009. And, you know, if that came out and then the senators were forced into taking a vote, I think a lot of these senators who were up for re-election would feel real pressured to vote for impeachment, and if they don't, they're probably going to be defeated. You know, the American people are finally starting to get upset out there.
That's good.
They're finally starting to understand what we're dealing with here. And so my view is that this would be a way to get more information out to the public. It would be something that even the mainstream media couldn't ignore.
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad out there. I'll tell you, you know, these guys are just Chicago-style criminals, in my opinion, to the point of, you know, absolute ridiculousness. This whole IRS scandal with the Tea Party, you know, they're, you know, and they just all lie about everything. I mean, everything is a lie. They say, oh, the two guys in Cincinnati, well, I was just going over the structure of the IRS this morning, and it can't happen that way. I mean, they've got four people named, and they each have their supervisors, and then a district manager above that, and they all report to one person, and that person reports to Washington. And so the way the thing is set up, and I guess Holly Paz was fired, and I can't remember the name of the other person that's in Carol.
No, I don't remember.
I'll have to look it up over the break. But, you know, and she reports directly to Washington. And everybody acts like, hey, there's no way the White House involved with all this stuff. Well, you know, after a while, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And you look at the backdrop of everything that's going on with all these different scandals and all the evidence that's coming out. It's hard to say. I mean, you'd have to be blind not to see that there's a problem in the White House.
Exactly. Well, take the Benghazi scandal, for example. As a former military officer, I can tell you that in order to stand down, the order that came to those four men who were in Tripoli and ready to go to Benghazi to help our people out there, and we're told to stand down, and the military units in the area that were within striking distance were told to stand down.
Yep.
That order can only come from one person.
Yep.
It has to come from the President of the United States. And
well,
that's
why they don't want to talk about what he did and the conversation that he had with Hillary and why the big smokescreen thing about the video. And I was reading yesterday that there were units within 3 to 6 hours, I believe it was, that were special ops that could have got there without a problem if someone would have let him go.
Yeah, exactly. And the four men, the special ops people, and that was originally a security team of 14. Special ops people that were assigned to the ambassador, and he requested more. Instead, they cut the team from 14 to 4, but these were still four heavily armed guys out there, well-trained, who could have been within an hour, hour and a half, they could have been in Benghazi, and they would have gotten there at least before the two Navy SEALs were killed, and so they could have saved some lives. They were told to stand down. That had to be done by the President of the United States, and of course, we don't even know where the man was that night, where the president was. Nobody seems to know where he was. Nobody really says they talked to the man. You know, where was the president of the United States for the 7 or 8 hours, or actually 12 hours, that this was all going on? And they were watching it in the White House. They were watching it in the Situation Room on live time because of the drones that were flying over there. Yet he was MIA.
Yeah, you know, and the White House has been stonewalling everybody on that. Now, under what you said about the impeachment, they could pull all of that information out if he was under these impeachment charges with the discovery. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think they would have a good chance to do it because I think executive privilege at that point would be limited because the president would be a defendant. What the courts would do is they would, you know, look at it and say, okay, executive privilege applies, but this is evidence in a possible prosecution or impeachment proceeding, and therefore you cannot hide this evidence. So, you know, that's why I think it's worth a shot. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think we've got enough people in the House of Representatives with guts at this point to do it. But that would be my recommendation.
Well, I think what we have in the House and the Senate is we've got Democrats, and then we have these guys called rhinos that pretend they're Republicans, but they're actually Democrats in disguise. You know, Boehner's a good example. I mean, man, he has shown absolutely zero backbone. You know, Rubio. I mean, everybody act like he was the darling of the Republican Party, and they're still trying to promote that stuff. But these guys, they seem to agree with the other side on any of the big stuff.
Well, they seem to be afraid to death of the New York Times saying something bad about them.
Well, maybe that's
the New York Times is going to say something bad about them no matter what they do, unless they switch to the Democratic Party and embrace Obama fully. So, you know, the idea that you want to avoid bad press, these people took the same oath of office that I talked about earlier, right, and that's to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. If they're not doing that, if they're looking out more for their own personal interest and their own reelection campaigns than they are looking out for the American people, then they, too, are violating that oath of office.
Well, I got to agree. And, I mean, this whole Benghazi thing, you know, looks like it was gun running or arms trading with Syria. And, you know, I'd like to see that evidence come out. And why, you know, why did they take the position they did on the security and everything else? And you know, when you look at what's going on now, that we're now starting to give arms to the Muslim Brotherhood to in the war in Syria. I mean, we're getting troops in there. This is the same thing as Libya. I mean, it's another act of war without congressional approval.
Exactly. Well, you know, Obama has said from the beginning, and nobody really listened to him, that if Congress didn't do what he wanted, he and Joe would do it on their own. And he repeatedly does that. That's a violation of Article 2 of the Constitution, which basically says the presidential powers are that the president is to enforce the laws passed by Congress. Now, it doesn't say he can choose which laws to enforce. It doesn't say he can make laws. Yet Obama does that all the time, and Congress basically lets him get by with it.
Well, look at his attorney general. What a stooge. This guy so selectively prosecutes anybody that it's all political prosecutions as opposed to following the law. I mean, you know, the clearest example of that is the Black Panthers at the voting booth in Philadelphia there. How could you not prosecute that if you were you know, having equal protection under the law?
Exactly. And, you know, he violates his oath of office continually also. I mean, everything that's happening here is a clear progress towards turning this country away from being a constitutional republic to being a dictatorship.
I agree. I mean,
we're losing our constitutional rights. I've written a little booklet called Our Constitution, which is 77 pages. I take every article, every amendment, and every section of the Constitution, put them in the way they were originally written, and then add my comments. And one of the things that I put in there that most people don't even know exists is the preamble to the Bill of Rights. And the preamble of the Bill of Rights basically says, just so there's no mistake, the states are telling the federal government that these rights are not subject to being changed by the federal government. They are not granted us by the federal government. They are our rights inherently, and you cannot mess with them.
And they said it again in the 10th Amendment. I mean, the 9th and 10th Amendment say, I mean, just repeat it. So,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, the real deal is that we've been dumbed down in the school system. Most of these people, and they started out even when I was a kid. I mean, they dumbed us down over time and deleted the information to where we start looking to government for, you know, to take care of us. And that, you know, we're going to have a collective wakening up, I think, and it's starting to happen. And that's the only thing that's going to change the tide. But it seems to me that, you know, people are going to have to suffer before they finally figure out why there's a problem with big government and a dictatorship.
Well, we hope they're starting to figure it out. I think that
I hope so.
You know, there's some serious problems out there, and it's just getting worse.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the veterans situation we're dealing with, where the veterans are losing their Second Amendment rights. The VA is basically telling them, we're going to declare you incompetent to handle your financial affairs, and by the way, we're also going to say that you have to turn in your weapons. You can't purchase weapons anymore. You go on the do not buy list, and it may be minor PTSD. It may be the fact that a veteran lets their spouse handle the financial affairs for the family. It may be no reason at all. And now the veterans, we're preparing to fight on behalf of these veterans, because there's 150,000 of them on the list right now that cannot buy firearms. Wow. And the only reason they're supposed to be on there is if they're convicted felons, which they're not, or if they've been adjudicated mentally ill to the point where they are a danger to themselves or others, which they, for the most part, are not. So we're going to have, you know, get into this fight for them. But the problem is now we're finding out that some of the veterans out there who are, there's really no due process here, but they're trying to fight it on their own, they are having their benefits taken away.
Well, you know, the rule of law is a basic of a constitutional republic, and we've lost that concept, and it's not being shored up in the media, because you don't hear about any of these kind of stories like you're talking about in the media. I get more information off of Facebook now than I do any news agency, because Fox is there, but they still don't report on the Arpaio stuff. They don't report on the stuff we're talking about right now. So it's just really frustrating. We're having to become the media is what it amounts to, and it's starting to have an effect, but it's still going to take some more time. Listen, Michael, we got to go to a break here, and we'll, you know, a couple minutes, we'll be right
back.
If
you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Okay, gentlemen, there is nothing more patriotic than cracking open a tasty Budweiser in the summertime. Because for every case of red, white, and blue Bud sold between Memorial Day and Independence Day, Budweiser will donate to Folds of Honor, a charity that provides scholarships to the families of injured or fallen soldiers. So here's to Folds of Honor and supporting the troops! Great times are waiting! Grab
some Bud! Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Donation of 2 cents per case of Budweiser sold May 5, 2013 to July 4, 2013, with a maximum donation of $1.5 million.
Going with that Smash Mouth there. It's pretty good stuff. If I had my druthers, we'd just fire them all and start over, and we'd listen to music all day long. So with that, we got another segment here. We got about 10 minutes left, Michael, and let's get anything out there where people can donate, or any other subjects you'd like to hit, you know, in the last segment here, and go over and touch the stuff we haven't talked about.
Well, we need help from this veterans case and the Reese family case. See, we don't charge any of our clients. The United States Justice Foundation never charges for helping people with constitutional issues. We are a nonprofit. People can donate to us and write it off on their taxes. They can go to USJF, that's for United States Justice Foundation, USJF.net, and they can find out on the top of the page, there's a little link that says donate to us. They can find out how to do that. Because we're going to need hundreds of thousands of dollars probably on these veterans cases. Because, you know, the veterans are now being told that if you fight us, we're taking away your benefits. There are a lot of scared people out there, but they're willing to fight. I mean, these are the people, these are America's heroes. They went and gave up their lives, part of their lives, so in some cases gave their lives to fight for our country, to defend the Constitution, and now they're afraid of their own government because their own government is stripping away their constitutional rights.
Well, our government's, they're treasonous up there. There's no question about it in my mind. I mean, how far do you got to push the envelope before they become treasonous? I mean, I think they're way past it right now. You know, and there was a book, I read a book a long time ago that got me started and always reminds me of it. It says, you know, the title of the book was, I think is Gary Allen, when treason succeeds, none dare call it so. I mean, and that's what we're talking about here. You can't even call a spade, so to speak, here, because they're in charge.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, our freedom of speech is being shut down. I have a blog that's become very popular on the Constitution, and I have subscribers to it, and I send them out an email every time I post a new article. My emails, because a lot of them are forwarded to by people, to active duty members of the military, and I have a couple of people on my list that are active duty. All of a sudden, you get back, if you send an email with any of my URLs in it to my blog or anything like that, you get back a notice from the Army Cyber Command.
Really?
That the email will not be delivered because those URLs have been disallowed.
Well, all this NSA stuff, there's no problem there. You know, what could go wrong when they can monitor and everybody's correspondence on everything, telephone conversations, email? I mean, really? I mean, if you can't see the writing on that wall, you're not paying attention. How do they get to your blog, Mike?
Well, it's www.michaelconnelly, C-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y, .jigsy.com, and that has my blog on it, and it strictly deals with the Constitution and what's happening in our government, and it's also got my biography on it. It's got links to and information about the books that I've written, so you know, people can go to www.michaelconnelly.jigsy.com and they can find out about the blog, and then of course to see what we're doing at the Justice Foundation, usjf.net.
very
and
good.
Please, you know, consider donating to us. If there's attorneys out there, we have plaintiffs, veterans in every state that are suffering right now. We need some local attorneys that will donate some time to help us out in those cases. They can also go there and contact me. And if there are veterans out there listening and they have been affected by this, or any family member has been affected by this, then also go there and let us know, and we will consider representing you as part of the litigation we're going to be filing. We even have a widow, a woman whose husband was killed in Vietnam. She's up in Virginia. She goes to the VA. She's been receiving VA payments for months or years. She goes to the VA, and they ask her, well, how are you paying your bills? She says, it's easy. Everything's automated. They all come out of my checkbook, my checking account, at the beginning of every month. On that basis, the VA declared her incompetent and appointed a fiduciary to represent her, and now she's on the list of people who cannot purchase her own firearms.
That's
incredible.
What's
happening in the United States when that happens to our veterans and to the widows of our veterans, our military heroes? I mean, you know, this has got to stop.
Well, this whole thing is, this gun control is not about gun control. It's about control, because they know it goes right back to the old Mao Zedong there guy, you know. You know, it wasn't about controlling the guns. It was about controlling the people. And as long as the communists had all the guns, they controlled everybody else. That's what this really is all about. That's why there's such a push for it.
Oh, absolutely. And they're starting with the veterans because there are 21 million of us out there. And we all took the same oath of office.
Yeah.
And we all are trained and we all know how to use firearms.
Yep. That's the problem. And that's a real issue for them. I mean, you know, you can't take over a country if you've got, 600,000 or a million armed citizens that are saying, no, we want to be free. I mean, that's really what it is.
Oh, absolutely. And so, you know, we're in this fight, and we're also going to be involved probably in the Tea Party situation as far as the IRS.
Really? So are you going to be working with the Justice Foundation, or are you going to, I mean, the ACLJ, or you're going, are you guys going to be taking on cases of your own?
Well, we're going to offer our help to the ACJL.
Yeah, it's American Center for Law and Justice. I get confused with it, too.
And, yeah, we're going to be offering our help, but I've also been contacted by some individuals, by Tea Party board members, who are very concerned about the fact that they might be targeted because they're involved in the litigation. And so we're going to be acting as legal advisors to them and protecting them if the government comes after them. Because right now, you know, it seems like they're coming after everybody.
Yeah, it's a concern. There's no question about it. You know, and we're involved in some of that as well. And it's disconcerting as to the power that these guys have to shut everybody down. And then you see there's an article or a letter to the editor put it in the paper yesterday about, you know, they're comparing the Tea Party with the Ku Klux Klan. How do you even put that together? It's just insane how the media twists everything, and they're so controlled by the government. It's insane.
Well, I refer to MSNBC and NBC as the all their members have graduated from the Joseph Goebbels School of Journalism. He, of course, was Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister, and that basically is what a lot of the mainstream media is doing. Is they are acting as a propaganda organ for Obama and for his administration.
Yep.
So the American people, like you say, shows like yours and my show that I have on the Constitution, we're the ones getting the word out to people because they can't get it through the mainstream media.
That's absolutely true. There is a documentary that I spoke with the person the other day that they're trying to put together on the Tea Parties to show, you know, what happened to the individual Tea Parties. And they're supposed to be able to get that out to 42 million viewers on cable is what they're telling me. And I hope that gets traction. We're going to try to be involved in that project if possible at some point as well. But it is a problem out there. And we've got to stick together and become the media. You're absolutely right, Mike. And because otherwise we're just going to get overrun here. But the tide is turning. I totally believe that the ship is starting to turn around because you can lie to people and lie to people, and sooner or later they know you're a liar.
Yeah, the majority of the American people, the vast majority now, are demanding, according to the polls, that the investigations into Benghazi and the IRS and into the DOJ scandal and all the other scandals out there be continued and be accelerated. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, it's not going to go away because nobody's going to let it go away because there's too much evidence of what's happening here and there's too much evidence that we've got a person in the White House that is not even eligible, that, you know, is Muslim, if you look at his track record and everything that he does. And then you look across the board at all of the Sharia law and all the stuff that's going on in Europe and the Middle East. I'll tell you, it's pretty scary right now.
It's very scary. That's another thing we're getting involved in is fighting the Sharia law, because that's creeping into our system, and we have a bill pending in Congress that's been co-signed by 81 members of Congress, all of them women, to stop Sharia law from being used in United States courts. And that's being opposed by the Obama administration. And by the way, two bills were introduced to try to help the veterans out in the Senate. They were introduced in the Senate to try to stop the loss of their Second Amendment rights. Obama opposed both of those bills, and the Democrats defeated them both in the Senate.
Yeah, so, walks like a duck.
What we're doing for the veterans is their last hope.
Yeah, like I say, walks like a duck. You can tell me all day long you're a Christian, the whole thing of that the Muslims are all a peaceful religion and Islam's great and all this stuff. But I'll tell you, when you look at the evidence, man, these people cut people's heads off at the drop of a hat. I mean, you look at what's happened up in England, and it's over and over again that's not getting the mainstream media attention. But I'll tell you, these guys are dangerous, you know, and I believe that they've infiltrated our government.
I think there's no question about it. They've been infiltrating the government, and right now there's an open door policy as far as Obama's concerned. I mean, the Muslim Brotherhood has very high access to the White House.
Yeah, incredible. Well, we got about, a minute left here, and
we just want to say thank you very much for coming on, Mike. It was great getting some of that information out, and we'd love to have you back in the future and get some updates as to what's going on.
Sounds good. I'd be glad to come back on.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. And if you need any help or we can help you in any way, feel free to give us a call.
Sure will.
All right, very good.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I think we're at the end here. I probably should say my usual quotes here.
Well, you can't even get them out.
Yeah, they start to make more sense as you go. If you are born an original, don't die a copy. And government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And George Washington knew what he was talking about when he said that. It has meaning. We got big out of control government, and it's like fire, and it'll burn you up if you don't get it under control.
All right, this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
I am just a simple man working on the land. Oh, yeah. I am just a simple man working with my hands.
Right, the Kurt Largent Show featuring Ruth Angel is next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Husso. It's a question many people near Colorado Springs are afraid to ask. Are their homes still standing?
We are on the partial damage list, but we don't know if it's the home's still there or standing. We're not sure.
The Black Forest fire, now 30% contained after a surprise rain shower. Officials say nearly 500 homes are destroyed. President Obama has reached out to Colorado's governor by phone for an update on conditions and to express concern. Tonight, the president heads to Northern Ireland for the G8 summit, where protesters have already swarmed the streets. When talks open Monday, the president, who has authorized weapons and ammunition shipments to rebels in Syria, is expected to push Britain and France to take similar action. The U.S. and its allies will also urge Russian President Vladimir Putin to drop his political and military support for Syrian leader Bashar Assad. The president also planning separate talks with Putin on the sidelines of that summit. Turnout set.